talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go on this Getaway Friday, and it truly, as I said earlier on, this is actually where the term Getaway Friday came from, Memorial Day weekend, because it's the official kickoff to summer, the pools open up, and it is a three-day weekend for most people in the workforce, and if it's not a three-day weekend for you, I feel bad for you. And boy, I wish you could hear, just like 20 seconds before we went on the air, the conversations that go on, because Charlie, it's almost as interesting as the show itself.
It's all about Scott's date.
No, it wasn't. We don't really want to get into what it was about, but
we can get into it.
No.
Well, you already have gotten into it about 19 years ago.
It's not true. No.
Listen, we all know what went on, but let's get to the current events of the day. Not
good
19
transition.
Years ago.
That's not even right. How old am I now?
Why are you looking?
Why
at
was
me?
I in high school at 20?
I don't know.
Maybe I was. Did I show up? No, I'm
all
just
right. Let's get the serious stuff out of the way quick so we can have some fun. Harriet Tubman. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because this...
That's where you start?
Because this...
If you did not know this was going to be the topic of the week,
I didn't.
You have not been paying attention.
I just didn't think we'd start there.
I tried to talk. I know I was trying to say something there, and
no
then it was
the
end
of
it. Good Lord.
When I saw her picture on the
no, here it
on
goes.
That bill,
here it goes.
I said to myself right away,
deja vu.
Evers, you were right. Who would want to see that lady on that bill?
I would want to see that
really?
Lady on the bill. Who,
she might
name a woman other than Melania Trump.
God,
who
this
you
is
going like
to be a bad week.
That's right. Charlie. Put Melania on there, and I won't complain.
Okay. Yeah, that's deserving.
But Harriet,
I told you.
Despite the fact that she was a great lady, I have no complaint about what she did in her life, but she's not somebody that would...
Oh, Charlie.
Nobody on our money, nobody on our currency is attractive by today's standards. Who cares? They're there because of their merit of character and that reason alone.
Wow.
If you're still listening, I'm going to try to explain what that was all about. All I got was Harriet Tubman, and that was it.
What did Harriet Tubman do?
Okay, let's back up the truck here for a second and try to start this again. Hello, welcome to the program this week, and here's going to be the first topic. Harriet Tubman was scheduled to be the first woman on the U.S. currency in something like, oh God, this is like a replay. This is the thing we replay on the air. I've said this line before in like 120 years. And it was supposed to happen in 2020 because that was the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. Obama signed this into law. When this original story was covered in 2015, Charlie and Marianne Michaels and I on this show discussed it. Charlie took such heat, and because we've been replaying it ever since, where
that's
he said
right.
he didn't want an ugly woman on the money. And now we've learned. That's what you said.
But think, if Melania was on a bill.
But hold on, here's the thing. Now what we know now is Steve Mnuchin and President Trump have decided that she's not going to be on the bill in 2020. It's been pushed back to 2028. The reason they said counterfeiting, and we have to take them at their word. But
they're just changing the picture.
Yeah, but what I don't understand about it is, I thought the significance was 2020. The women getting the
right
to vote 100 years. So pushing it to 2028, Trump will be out of office, even if he wins again. And it won't be the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. Now, let's have the conversation.
Go for it, Charlie.
Whoa.
Why did Trump turn down authorizing?
The word was because they were afraid of counterfeiting.
What? Counterfeiting what?
The new money, that people would be afraid to take it because it's a new currency.
Oh,
and
that,
you know, like when
reason.
People put the big heads on the bills, a lot of people thought that was play money.
Really?
Because you can't pull all the Andrew Jackson out of circulation in just one day. So
no,
it becomes an issue.
Okay.
I think it's because he doesn't want to be the president during which a black woman gets on the money. I do.
Now, wait a second.
He's got, he's got black people working for him in the White House.
Yes. All there are slaves worked for their owners, right? What is?
Oh,
what
are they
care?
Slaves in the White House?
No, I didn't know that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you can be a
Nancy
racist
Pelosi
and hire black people.
That.
You can be a racist and hire black people because if you're still feeling superior to them.
Oh, God. Nancy, here we come.
Oh, man. I was so hoping it wouldn't go there.
You were?
I just wanted to talk about the money. I don't remember that.
What you were doing.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No. I mean, I don't think that
talked about this
But
before.
I don't think that anybody's a racist. I mean, I think that's a step too far. And I mean.
There are plenty of people who voted for Donald Trump who are, in fact, racist. He knows this, and he is playing to his base. That's
Does he
what
know
I think this
everybody
is.
That voted for him? What they're
he knows
all about?
Who his base is.
Oh, boy.
So you think that's what the money thing's about?
I think it's a dig at women. I think it's a dig specifically at black women.
Wow.
Yep. Well, it can't be the counterfeit, because that's not changing the picture of
I believe people at their word, so I've got to believe that maybe it
Why
has
Why would you believe them at their word when they've repeatedly lied?
I don't know if they've always lied.
I didn't say they've always lied. I said they've repeatedly lied. So why do we need to take them at their word?
Well, they all lie.
Not this much. Come on.
Yeah, but Trump didn't say this. Mnuchin did.
Yes. Who has also lied.
Now, if Trump were a Democrat, he'd be peachy.
If he were a Democrat and he postponed putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, still say the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Believe me.
Here's what I think happened. This is what I believe really happened. Obama is the one who made this happen, and I think it's just another thing that he doesn't like that Obama did, and he's sticking it to him in that way. That would be what I think.
So why does he hate Obama?
Because I'm going to tell you the real reason. I'm going to tell you because I'm trying to tiptoe around it because I don't want to. I'm trying to be nice today and not smash anybody.
Here goes your weekend.
But Trump or Obama really went after Trump at that White House correspondence dinner a few years ago in a way that nobody really had ever went after somebody, and he did it on national television, and he. I think that created a very bad feeling between
the
two.
Wait, Trump was going after him
about
the birtherism
happened before that White House correspondence dinner. You tell me why Donald Trump was out there saying that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States.
I don't know. I didn't stay with Donald Trump at that particular time, but I do think when... Trump used to support Hillary. We know this. He obviously didn't like her a few years ago. He called her a tough woman. Hillary was at his and Melania's wedding. He invited Hillary to the wedding. I mean, let's get serious here. I think he just didn't like Obama because Obama got... Well, they said the nugget of Trump to run for president came from that White House correspondence dinner that you look at that tape. Go find it on CNN or C-SPAN. When Obama's making fun of Trump, he ain't laughing at all.
But it was all factual stuff. Like,
he was taking digs.
No, I know, but about stuff that he was defending himself. If you watch it,
it's supposed to be a jovial event, and that's why I think Trump will not attend those White House correspondence dinners.
That's not why. It has nothing to do with Barack Obama. It has to do with the fact that he hates the press.
Ooh. Hey, I can claim one thing.
What's that? No, Hannity are very close.
Oh well. Yeah.
I had a meal in that same room where that takes place.
The correspondence dinner.
The first time in my life I ever ate caviar.
Was there. Fish
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
Me either.
Those little eggs popping in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, jazz. And these
salty
are the good ones. These are sturgeon.
Oh, so that's caviar. The top of it. Yeah, that's
but
supposed to be good.
It's not like as if Harriet Tubman won't get on the money. She'll get on there in 2028. Just a little postponement.
Hmm.
A lot of things have been postponed. A lot of people's vacations get postponed.
Yeah, that's comparable.
Well, I'm saying is I don't think it was done with an ill intent.
Yes, it was.
Well, I have to know that. I just don't know that. I don't. Do you really think Donald Trump called up old Mnuchin and said, "Listen, 86 that"?
Yep.
No.
That'd be a good topic to run past. What's her name?
Mary Ellen.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I
now
think
wait, yeah, I thought Donald Trump was in charge of everything. Everything went through Donald Trump. So you're telling me Mnuchin did this on his own?
Well, he might have
Donald
okayed it, but I don't think he came up with the idea. He's got other things going on.
He's picking on you.
No, I'm just saying, I don't. Charlie last week tried to say we were an anti-Trump station, and we are not anti-Trump. We're
no.
I'm Trump. No.
We're
no.
just all for him.
Well, Brandy's
give
not.
Give me something good to talk about, and I'll be happy to.
Listen, nobody would like being treated like that at that White House Correspondents' Dinner. He sat there and did 15 minutes on Donald Trump and was really needling him. And look what happened. Look what happened. There you go. So I bet he wishes.
So it's Barack Obama's fault that Donald Trump is president.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Donald Trump is the president now, and Harriet Tubman's not going to be on the bill in 2020. And maybe if, you know, people need to stop being so vindictive, I guess is the point. You know, Obama was clearly ticked that Trump had been saying these things about him. So he took his jabs at him on this big public stage. Well, that made Donald run, and then Donald won, and now Donald's taking care of business.
There are so many people who have had jabs taken at them on that
but
night.
Some people,
and there's only one in the world who couldn't stand it. And his name is Donald Trump. He is so thin-skinned, he is such a baby, that he can't even take a joke about himself.
Well, but they were pointed jokes.
Fair enough. Still couldn't take them.
All I know is, I'm just telling you about the money, because we've covered this so heavily. Charlie, do you have a problem with this being postponed 8 years?
No, that's no concern of mine.
There you go. And you didn't want Harriet Tubman.
I don't
on
have
money
any money anyhow.
But you didn't want Harriet. You didn't like Harriet Tubman. Because the original choices that we all voted on, because the country voted, it was Harriet Tubman, Eleanor Roosevelt, and I forget who the third one. But you've got to be dead. So it can't be Melania Trump. You have to be dead to be on the money.
I just think it's the timing is perfect for it. Like, I don't know why we would.
Yeah, 2020, the timing is good. And I don't know.
I think it's sad. I think it would be cool to see Harriet Tubman on her money.
Well, we'll see it in 2028. Okay. I mean, it'll happen.
I think Harriet's on the phone right now.
Is this Harriet Tubman calling in?
That'd be weird.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm starting to think Brandy watches only CNN news.
What do you think about the Harriet Tubman postponement?
You know, I don't know if Trump had anything to do with it or not. Hopefully not. You know, if it gets on there, it gets on there. I mean, I don't control it. I'm taxpayer, but we don't control nothing. But, you know, it'd be nice to see some African-American on money. But like I said, we don't control it. Someone said don't do it, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, and we'll get to it in 2028.
And by 2028, we'll be using bitcoins.
Right. I heard they were going to put it on a $100,000 bill.
There you go. Well, there's thank you. Happy Memorial Day. Well, it's in, and if you want to call in 740-383-9944, but you know there aren't any women on the money.
So it takes us 8 years to figure out the counter.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah, why aren't there women on the money? You know, yesterday we were talking. Why are all the flowers named other than women?
I don't know.
What? Are there any flowers that have a man's name?
Well, I mean, David Austin sticks his name on all of his rose varieties, right?
Are they called Austin?
David Austin, blah, 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 rose. Yes.
But it's not really a widely thing like a violet, a lily.
Johnny Jump Up.
Johnny. Oh, Johnny Jump Up. Have to remember that.
We're back to the garden.
And there's
show.
Also Creeping Charlie.
Great. There is Creeping Charlie.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Also this morning, Theresa May resigned.
Theresa who?
Theresa May.
May who?
It is May.
British Prime Minister.
Oh, yes.
Resigned because she's not handling things well over there, and there's calls for her to resign. So she's gone. I think she set a date that she's going to leave. I don't think she packed up her office this morning, did she?
I don't know, actually.
I don't either.
All right.
She's emotional about it, though.
She was upset.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Okay.
We'll see you down the road.
Bye, Theresa.
Who's the Prime Minister now? See, this is why you have a queen. Because
oh my
the queen
not
the queen now is the ipso facto head of ipso facto. All right. Let's talk about this real quick, and then we can get to the fun topics. The City Hall, apparently, they're still duking it out up there.
Oh, it was on the paper today.
Yeah, it was on the paper today. Yes. And they've now said what Judge Ballinger did was illegal to give this bonus, and that City Council might want her to pay it back out of her own pocket, the judge. So, I don't know. This problem's not getting solved.
But it's interesting. That money did not come from the city coffers. It came from fines.
Yeah. So, this is just getting uglier and uglier and uglier, and we are not having any end in sight. And now they're calling... I mean, basically, they're saying the judge did something illegal. I think that was the headline in the paper today. I don't know that she did anything illegal. I don't know. But I can't imagine she would.
Yeah, as a judge, I don't. How much are you talking about? $10,000?
Yeah. Now they're saying the bailiff won't have to pay it back, but they might want her to pay it back or the court to pay it back. I'm telling you right now, this is just who's going to stand off first. She said the mayor did this for political reasons.
Right.
Now they're accusing her of stealing the money, misappropriating the money, doing something illegal. I mean, really, we've got to get a grip on this and just figure out what's going to go on. Is it? It's at the Ohio Supreme Court now, isn't it?
I believe so.
So just let it be there, and everybody can calm down.
It'd be fun to know the date of the argument before the Ohio Supreme Court. Usually their sessions are on television.
Well, I wonder who's going to go there and on behalf of the city. Will it be Mark Russell?
Probably.
I think they were talking about doing some sort of mediation, so I don't know that it will be publicly
broadcast. Well, if they keep saying stuff like this, there's not going to be any mediation. I mean, they're threatening, and they're talking about going after people's personal money. I don't know that you can make somebody pay out of their own personal pocket a chunk of change like that back.
Well, if it was illegal, then you can.
Then you can.
Yeah, but how could she continue as a judge if she did something illegal? I mean, wouldn't giving...
Maybe it was unethical, not illegal.
Well, they said illegal.
I mean, that will be a question for another day if, in fact, it's proven that it was illegal. I don't know one way or another. I'm not a lawyer. So.
Well, we'll see what happens, but that was the accusation today, so I thought we would roll over it. Now, let's get into something, because we're about to head into the first weekend of summer. The pools will open tomorrow. Everybody will be having fun on Monday. It'll be a great time.
And they need $10,000 to do some repair at the pool.
Do they? Well, yeah. I guess the judge will write them a check.
Did you read that?
That's coming from a grant, though, that they had.
What a coincidence. Okay.
I have notes on it, but I don't have them with me. I wrote down all the...
But don't bring them to the show.
I know.
She memorizes them.
You don't tell me what we're going to talk about.
Well, I didn't tell you we were going to talk about Harriet Tubman, but you did a whole soliloquy on that thing.
That one I knew was coming.
My goodness.
I think you're still mad. I can feel her heart.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, it is graduation time, by the way. Schools are letting out, and there's a move now to get rid of valedictorians because a lot of schools are saying it causes competition and makes kids very nervous. So let's do away with valedictorians.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get the kids nervous, would you?
So you keep it. Keep the valedictorian. But there is a move to do this now. What do you think, Wheeze?
I don't know. I think competition's good.
Keep the valedictorian?
Yeah, why not? I don't understand why you would get rid of it.
I know we're going to have a story in 2 weeks because we do every year. After the graduation, some kid gets up during their speech and says a bad word or they flip the bird. Man. And the superintendent says, well, I'm going to hold your diploma. And there's always some big fight.
They have to qualify. You earn that. I mean, if you work hard and somebody stands out, I think it's okay.
But they don't allow that. You can't get up there and use... A few years ago, somebody got up and used a bad word and...
We had someone streak across the stage.
Oh, see, then that's
graduation.
Different.
But it wasn't the valedictorian, was it?
No.
They were probably holding his diploma anyway.
Whose?
Whoever streaked across the stage. Oh. Was it a girl or a guy?
It was a guy.
Okay.
See, you
it's always
so.
A guy. Always.
Well,
that's terrible.
I don't want to get... It is always a guy who does the streaking.
I know.
The song is a guy.
Yeah, always.
Yep. Yeah. Ray Stevens.
Huh.
So apparently we want to keep our valedictorians.
Do you, Brandy?
I'm fine with keeping it.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
I didn't feel competitive about it, but I'm not actually a competitive
I just
person,
went into
so.
It. Yeah, me, like I'm never going to do this or get this. So. Go team.
But did you like your valedictorian?
I don't even really remember who.
Well, I only remember this because our valedictorian was also our homecoming queen. So she really kind of cleaned up.
Was she dirty before?
Well,
during
not
her
as,
queen years,
not
yes.
as not as dirty as Weasel's friend, but
why do you?
I don't even know her like that.
But
she was not.
Y'all thought the Harriet Tubman conversation was bad. Listen, don't
I'll tell you this:
there.
The my home, there. My class president, and the class presidents are the ones who put on the reunions. Was also the homecoming queen, as I said, and
wait,
we had.
She was your class president, your valedictorian, and your homecoming queen.
Must have been.
Woo!
Yeah, she was very popular.
That is a powerhouse.
Very popular, and so she puts on the reunions. Oh, put your eyes back in your head. What do you? Why do you always do that?
You don't think she earned it the legitimate way?
No.
Oh, that's not
Scott
very good
was
for women. Are you coming? No, I wasn't. I know this girl well.
Your right eye twitches when you.
No, that was a stroke.
Oh, that'd be your left
that
eye.
That whole Harriet Tubman conversation has caused stress on me. No, I'm just saying that. So we did the 10-year reunion of the class, which she planned. What are you doing?
Sorry,
what's wrong with your legs?
Butt, like I had a Charlie horse. I sat in this wooden chair too long and it started to twitch.
Muscle cramps are named after
me. I almost fell over on Brandy. Sorry. I'm fine now. It's fine. I just had to squeeze
it. He's just over here rubbing his butt.
Yeah.
Stop.
I have something wrong with the left side.
Okay. Good. Just go sit on the couch.
I can't get up right now.
So we had the 10-year reunion and the homecoming queen got into a fight. An altercation, not a verbal, a physical altercation with somebody else in the class of something that happened 10 years earlier.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
It was about a boy, probably.
It was about a boy.
I knew it.
It always is.
Named Scott Spears.
It was about you, and we were all talking about you and your relationship with...
Who?
You guys didn't graduate the same year, did you?
No, I don't... I'm not really sure. Did you graduate?
Did you graduate?
I mean, what year did you graduate?
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. No, listen, you know what we're talking about, and you can try to skew the facts all you want, but we all know what happened there. We don't want to say the girl's name because she's still alive.
I don't even really know her. I don't know why we're doing that.
Because Scott doesn't want to talk about his date.
You guys should have heard him on the phone. We had to go to commercial. The phone rang. He's like, oh, hey, it's Scott. He changed it. You know how he sounds on the radio? Yeah. And then he even said at the very end, bye-bye. That sounds good, bye-bye. And I picked up
it.
He did. He goes, bye-bye.
Moving on. Okay. The next subject
bye-bye.
Is...
Yeah, what's the next subject?
The next, isn't this awful, Charlie?
I can't
My
wait.
God, this was
good
supposed to be a good show.
12:39 is the time.
Yeah, 12:39 is the time here. Oh, here's one for you right up your alley.
I'll be making s'mores.
There's a thing now. Would it bother you if an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend hooked up with an ex of
Hold
yours?
Hold on, I can't get my head around that.
Wait,
Hold
what?
On. One of your friends got together with one of your old boyfriends, in your case.
Would that
bother you?
No.
Because there's a study, yeah, that it does. Apparently, it doesn't bother millennials.
I'm not really clear on how that.
Would your guy friend or your friend who is a girl hooking up with one of your exes
well, who
bother
cares?
You?
Who
exactly.
Who cares?
Well, I'm sure that what's her name was hooked up with some of your friends at some point or another.
Probably.
So there you go.
Probably like 20 or 30 of them.
Now, back in at least back in your day.
Good for you, girl.
If you cheer that on,
hey. If you guys are going to come out and slam her, then...
I'm not slamming her. She's
oh,
a very nice
yes,
girl.
You were.
I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, I bet you did. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I didn't mean it.
So if one of your old girlfriends started dating one of your friends, your male friends, would you have a problem with that?
Not really, because that happened.
There you go.
In fact, it happened even closer than an old friend. I mean...
It was...
What am I trying to say?
I'm not sure, but you have my undivided attention, Charlie.
My second wife was dating one of my friends.
Oh, while
we
you were
still married.
While yes. you were married.
Oh, that's not... You guys were close.
Yeah. And that didn't bother you either.
Well, yeah, it did.
The follow-up
yeah.
bothered him.
Well, I don't know. See, I don't...
Ended up in a divorce.
Yeah, but, you don't share. Like, that's not...
If a relationship ends, doesn't that mean that it didn't work? So, if you didn't want that person anymore, why would you care if they were with somebody else?
people want to be wanted.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's a little bit uncomfortable. What if you go to a social gathering and then they bring
I don't care if they're there.
But some people might. I understand that.
The only problem I have is when they're still, you know, coming to you
for what?
Support.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that. Because then I think, you know, if you've got somebody else in your life, you should be going to them for emotional support and all that sort of thing. You shouldn't be coming to me. We're no longer. We're Splitsville.
Hmm. I can see where it would be uncomfortable, but I just...
Well, then you do feel uncomfortable because if there was somebody else, you don't want to... Like, if they come to you for relationship advice, what are you going to say? Drop them? That sounds like sour grapes.
They just can no longer come to you for advice.
Right. That's I mean, you it. Can be friends with them. Yeah, you can wish fair. Them well and say happy whatever, but you don't want to stay that close. That's the only problem I have, being friendly. But you called one of your old boyfriends up not too long ago, didn't you, Brandy, and asked him a question?
No, I didn't call him. I Facebooked sent him a message, yeah.
What'd you say to him?
I don't even remember. Oh, did I pay for the first date? That was, I just wanted to make sure that I had my facts
and you did?
Correct. Yes.
Oh.
That's why that didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out
knew.
For other reasons.
Oh.
Like what?
Oh, come on.
No.
Share.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get situated here. Okay, go ahead.
And why didn't it work out? What happened? What was different about this boy than your current husband?
We're here for
you. Everything was... Okay. It was nothing like my husband. No.
What was this guy like?
He's very sweet.
Where'd you go for dinner?
I don't remember.
I mean, was it like McDonald's or did you get a steak?
No. We went to... I think I don't know, Ruby Tuesdays or something.
And did he let you? Nice. And he let you pay?
Yeah, I asked him on the date. I made it clear I was paying for the date.
That wouldn't work for you. What it was?
Yes, no. I think in your mind though, you didn't you think, oh, what a scumbag! Like,
yeah.
No, not
he
at all.
Should.
Yeah. No, that no. would that or, would insinuate you don't want to be as close as you know. If he was paying, you would feel closer to him.
Yeah, you probably would have married him if he would have paid the bill. Yeah.
No, I would not.
What about just go Dutch?
Well, why'd you ask him out on a date if you disliked him so much?
It wasn't that I disliked him. Like I said, he's very sweet. But once we started dating, it was very apparent that was not where I wanted to be.
Did the sweetness wear off?
No,
you
got to
be transparent
here.
Sweet. Oh, okay.
But what happened?
It was nothing. He didn't.
Did he live in the hood?
No, he didn't live in the hood. No.
The flats?
No, he didn't live in the flats either.
Okay.
No. Let's go into the old mailbag.
Okay.
I've meant to do this like for the last four. Last time we did this, it failed miserably. We did this on Labor Day last week, Charlie. But these are questions sent in from listeners that pile up over a period of time.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, I saw all that mail coming in. Is that what?
They bring it in by the truckload.
Yeah.
The post office has to make their own trip. Here, these are detailed questions. Okay, I'm not going to use the name because they might be listening. I was involved with a man that I cared about deeply. One day he came to me saying he had a secret he needed to share. He explained that he was in love with another woman and they had decided to get back together. I asked him all the normal questions. He explained as best he could and apologized. 3 weeks later, this guy, they mentioned the guy's name in here, by the way, but we're not going to do that. 3 weeks later, the guy called the girl back and told him that he missed her and thought that he had made a mistake. And this girl went over and stayed the night. Now, they probably just played backgammon all night or something, I would assume. But she says, I didn't call him after that, but now he's calling me all the time. Wonder why. Mike is still involved with the woman that he broke up for me. Oh, I said Mike.
Yes,
I said the
did.
Name, didn't I? Ooh, I should edit these letters.
There's only one Mike and Marion. I know who that is.
Well, the person who wrote this knows. I mean, they're listeners. Mike is still involved with the woman he broke up with me for. I have asked him repeatedly to leave me alone, but he is now offering me money and promising to pay my bills.
What the heck?
Whoa. If I will be involved with him while he's involved with this other woman. I need your advice. I could use the help financially, but I don't want to get involved with the situation because my feelings are at risk.
Run away.
No way. He's going to pay her bill.
Run away.
Sign Brandy Downs for Mary.
Oh.
There you go.
You could put that in an envelope and send it to
Okay,
Abby.
First of all, Listen, what were you doing over at his house? You knew he was dating this other woman. What? Come on.
Wait a minute. I thought the other woman went and spent the night at his house.
At some
No.
The person who sent the
He went to her and said, I'm in love with this other woman. Mm-hmm. Then he called the old girlfriend, and the old girlfriend went over and spent the night and then wouldn't return the calls. Now he's offering her money, even though he's still involved with the other girl.
Yeah, so it was the other girl that spent the night, not the person asked. What?
No.
Didn't he just say that?
Explain it to her, Wheeze.
Take the money.
He called
the other woman that he was in love with and said, okay.
No. He was with a girl.
The girl he confided in is the one that they played backgammon at the house.
No. He was originally with the first girl.
We don't have enough women.
We're not going to be any help to you.
Why does this always happen? When
we don't have enough women then. We need one more woman.
No. Let's say the girl's name begin with an M. And the first girl was dating the guy. Okay?
Hold on. You're starting to lose me.
Adam was dating the guy?
Adam was dating the guy?
M. You said call her M.
M. Yes. M was dating Mike. Okay, M was dating Mike, and Mike came to M and said, I'm actually in love with another girl.
So he was confessing.
So he leaves M and goes to live and be with the other girl. Then the original girl goes over there one night because Mike called.
So M goes over.
M goes over.
Yeah. So he's talking
about M. And for one night of backgammon.
Well, the other girl was gone.
He wasn't with the other girl because the other girl stopped.
No.
Did it turn into a threesome?
Charlie.
God.
Menage a trois. That's
in,
a one.
In 60 years of radio and marrying, you've never said threesome, Charlie. We're going to have to put that on a loop on the station.
Do that, yeah.
You opened this can of worms.
No.
It should have turned into
that. He went back to the original girl. What do they call that? A boomerang?
If you catch it.
Well, they caught it.
Smack against the house.
He went back to the girl he told I'm not in love with anymore.
Gotcha.
And had one night of backgammon. And then she didn't return his phone calls.
Right. But now he's wants to be her and wants to pay her bills.
But he still doesn't want to be back. He doesn't want to leave the girl he's in love with. He just wants to pay the bills.
Like I said, run away.
And she needs the money.
Really?
No, get the heck out.
You take the money.
No. Where's she going to run? The Salvation
Army?
Once
you've already committed into that.
God, just to explain that took 10 minutes.
I'm still not sure that I follow. It sounds like the only good person in that is one of the women.
One of the women.
Listen, wait, you shouldn't have went. What's the saying, Charlie?
Both of those women need to drop him fast.
You don't. What is it? There used to be a saying about a cow and a milk.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
No, there is a saying about that.
Don't milk the cow that you drink out of.
No.
Don't.
Why would you pay for a cow if you get the milk for free?
Yeah, why would you pay for a cow if you get the milk for free? And when she went over there that night.
Why would he offer money? That I don't get that.
Because she's not returning the phone calls.
So he's like, "Oh, babe, call me back, and I'll take care of rent in the car."
And she's considering
it. Why would you go right for that?
Because she's in financial trouble. He probably knows she's in financial ruin.
So take the money.
Because he's repeatedly contacted her, and she's ignoring him, and so he's upping his game in order to reel her in.
Take the money.
So you say do it, and you say do not take the money. Charlie, what do you say?
It sounds like a losing proposition all the way around.
Really? But that's it. She'll be homeless. Roll up your sleeping bag and go to the guys.
She said
she's having financial
problems.
Why not tell the first girl? Tell the first girl. Why doesn't she just call the girl?
Wait, but I thought you said before that you shouldn't get involved if you...
Charlie's right with what he said. I won't say it again, but he's right. That's what it sounds like.
I don't think that the first girl knows about this.
Yeah, she does.
You think?
Yep.
Okay. Where does she think he went that night?
The drive-in.
There you go.
Drive-ins left in Ohio.
Yeah.
Question number two. I'm getting married in a few months, and with all the wedding plans, I have realized that in my fiancé's priorities, I come last. Oh, well. There you go. Typical. We were supposed to go to a nice restaurant for his birthday, so I made reservations a month in advance. Yesterday, 2 days before his birthday, his parents decided they wanted to take him out to dinner. He immediately canceled our plans to go to the nice restaurant so he can have dinner with them. When I told him we should hold off on getting married, he said we were not postponing the wedding, and we will get married on the date that we picked. Although I express my feelings about postponing the wedding almost every day, I get nowhere. Now I feel like I'm being forced to marry someone I'm not sure I want to marry. I'm not in a good emotional state. Well, nobody on this show is. We can't help you. And I'm constantly thinking, oh my God, and I'm constantly thinking of suicide. Ugh. And I'm forced to marry someone I don't want to. How am I supposed to have a happy and healthy life? Get out.
Yes.
Well, I think if you're talking about your wedding night and suicide in the same deal.
Well, don't commit suicide. I mean, for God's sake, call the suicide prevention hotline.
Yeah, I do recommend that she gets help from an outside source.
I should really read these letters before I...
Nobody can force you in this country to marry somebody else. If you don't want to marry him, you don't have to. Just leave. And I know it can seem impossible to get out of that situation because there are other people that get involved and there are feelings and you know, you're planning a wedding and maybe you've got money invested in it and everything. But at some point, you just have to say enough is enough and walk away.
What do you think?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I mean, suicide. And if you don't want to get married, just don't get married.
Well, first of all, nothing should cause suicide. Don't ever contemplate suicide.
No, but also if her fiance cares about her, then he should want her to get help before. Like, if this is causing her such duress that she's, you know, contemplating harming herself, then he should care enough to get her help. Because sometimes when you're in that state, you're not really thinking clearly enough to do it yourself. So I hope that somebody, if they hear this and they know who she is, that they will reach out and help her get the help that she needs.
What do you think, Charlie? Should she get married?
I don't. I'm too old to even think about all this.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've experienced in life so many different things, this sounds like old times.
But you have the experience to say. I think if you have any kind of doubt, even if it's on the day of the wedding, don't do it. You will regret it.
I'll have to say, if my wife ever lost me or something, she would be suicidal.
If you stayed?
No.
Oh, I thought you said if you...
She wouldn't be able to live without me.
Listen, you know how many people... Do you know what wedding jitters really are? I don't think I should be doing this. I mean, in any other lifestyle, like if you're nervous about going to a job or you're nervous about going and giving a speech, the reason is because you really don't want to do it. But when we say that with a wedding, when you're sick to your stomach about having a wedding, well, that's just jitters. That's just cold feet. Well, yeah, you're darn right, because you don't want to get married.
No, it's... Marriage is something different than getting a job or you know, some temporary...
Right, it's like prison, permanent.
No, marriage is... supposed to be. We choose for it to be a lifetime commitment.
Right, that's
and
scary.
And sometimes when you have even... It's the same thing with a baby. If you ask any nurse or doctor in the OBGYN in the delivery room, they'll tell you that every person in that hospital experiences buyer's remorse at some point for having a baby.
They want to beat up on their husband. They go through all the...
Buyer's
remorse for a baby.
That's what they call it. It's not...
I thought that was postpartum.
It's a standard procedure. They teach you this.
There's pain involved.
They teach you that at one point you'll hate your husband.
After they've had the baby. There's no pain.
Oh, no. I've seen a lot of pictures of people with the baby and the wife and the husband, and look at our new addition. I just saw that recently with somebody locally.
Right. But there's always a moment where you're like, what have I done? Because you know now that you have this lifetime commitment. And it's the same thing with marriage. So just because you have a moment where you're like, holy cow, I'm doing something that's supposed to last for the rest of my life, and you second guess, it doesn't mean that you don't want to get married.
But I don't think that people really get married for love anymore.
Yes, you've said this.
I do. I just don't believe it. But I think older people did, because that was before cell phones and spying on people. And
you've got it backwards.
What was that hand gesture?
You flip it.
I thought you about flipped something there. I didn't know what it was.
Code. I'm like, okay.
My God, what was that? Flip is this. That's flip.
No. She's saying flip it, but yeah.
Go ahead.
Down, flip it, reverse
what?
It.
What?
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Where in the past, I think people were less likely to get married for love. Now there's a lot less economic push to get married.
Weren't your grandparents married a long time?
Nope.
Mine were.
There you go.
And she said, well, I won't say that. She said, if I had to do that all over again, I would not do that.
Well, that's it. But that's a typical thing that, you know, we've been down this road before. But it is true that when you get older and the spouse dies, they always go to the, and, you know, wouldn't you like to visit with somebody else? And I don't want to take care of another old person.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to do that. They're done. Love is over for them. They saw love up close for 50 years, and they don't need it anymore.
That would just be awkward. I think I couldn't do that.
Well, anniversaries start to get forgotten and not celebrated. Birthdays start to get not forgotten and celebrated, and all the
because of a disease, like you're losing your mind, but not on purpose.
No, it's on purpose because you don't care anymore.
I mean, I'm sure there are couples like that, but there are also couples who are. I mean, my aunt and uncle have been married for almost 50 years, and they still, you know, are very affectionate with each other. They are very considerate of each other. And, I mean, we were just at a wedding, and my aunt started crying, and my uncle pulled out a handkerchief.
See, that's true love.
Well, he just didn't want to get his suit dirty.
No, he was very concerned.
Here we go. One more. I am currently dating someone, and although it hasn't been a long time, so far everything has been great. We each have two children from previous relationships. We have discussed the topic of marriage, having a child on our own, or even considered adoption. One day he told me that he wanted to tell me something. He ended up saying that before going into the military years ago, he had to marry his ex. Problem is, although they have lived apart for 3 years, she isn't his ex. They still are married. He said they have no interest in being together and have both moved on. When I asked when he plans to divorce her, he said he hasn't had the financial capability to do so. I don't know how to take this news. Any advice? Leave.
No.
Get out.
If he doesn't have the financial capability, just pay. Like,
well, you don't know that he had done that. Oh, in all these years, he's in the military. Now, they get a good stipend.
Yeah, but you don't know his debt to income.
First of all, that's a lie. I had to marry her because I was going into the military, and I stayed married all these years. That's a little why'd you have to marry her? Because you were going into the military.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Like, yeah. Maybe to watch his house and stuff.
Why wouldn't you be upfront with this woman before you started talking about marriage?
Oh.
Yeah, he should have been upfront. That is a problem. Has to consider
what else does he have in there? How many more guys?
Maybe if
he forgot he was married?
Yeah, like it's so many years ago.
You should not be dating somebody when you're married. See, I think that even when you're separated, you got to wait for the papers to show up.
I will say my mom and dad were separated for a very long time, a very, very long time, and weren't divorced until later, and there were extenuating circumstances as to why. And so, you know, it's not always.
Well, we
got
to know what that is, or
she's
not
going to tell us.
I know she's not going to tell us, but I have to ask.
Well, because my father was not to be found, so
he was dead.
No, he's
away.
He left town.
He disappeared.
He got on a train and left.
And he was like Florence Harding's husband.
Yeah, Florence Harding's husband disappeared.
They were living in different states, and the lawyer, he didn't have a permanent enough address for lawyers to serve him with papers. So
they couldn't get divorced legally.
Yeah, but that's okay. But that's not this.
No, but there are situations that I have known where people really have struggled to get up the money. It does cost quite a bit
of
money to get a divorce.
But when you start dating somebody, shouldn't you tell them?
He did.
No, he didn't. He waited quite a while down the road when they were already talking about marriage.
Yeah, but she also said they hadn't been together that long.
See?
Well, then why are you talking about relationships and children and all that garbage anyway? Right at the beginning.
Yeah. Must be a good guy.
Yeah, real good guy. Hit his first wife.
Oh, don't.
Did can you say that?
We don't know.
Run.
Well, he one day said he had something to tell me. He just got all.
That doesn't mean that. He hit her. Oh, hid her. I thought you said
me too. I'm like,
no, you didn't. You
hey, hold on. I got something to tell you. Oh, now I'm
registered
married. Registered
after I said it.
No, Charlie, this guy's a scuds bucket, isn't he?
Sounds like it.
Got it. Checkmate.
Yeah,
he should have fessed up.
And now she's got to get out of there because they've only been together a short period of time. What else don't you know? How many years he was in prison? How many women he's killed?
If papers aren't getting signed, like...
We can't afford it.
Well, they need to find a way.
Otherwise,
I mean, what is the point of talking about marriage and children with somebody if they're not going to, you know, ever commit to doing it? I mean, you just enjoy the pipe dream, I guess?
I guess.
Well, why do you think he eventually told her? Fear that she was going to find out? Because he knew on the first date that he wasn't divorced. Why didn't he say it then? because she would have left. So he's got her roped in now. He's got her emotionally blackmailed. And just like that other woman who's going to get married, and she might be married by now. Who knows how long we've held that letter.
Well, geez, Scott, you got to get this stuff to us in a
timely manner. Read these letters, all these, you know. And then that first woman, she's still going over to the...
She took the money. I bet $100 she took the money.
Well, maybe,
bless her heart, she,
well, maybe she can loan the money to this guy to get a divorce.
Oh, it's full circle then. We can help two families. It's like...
Well, as you can tell, we were absolutely no help today to anybody.
I felt like we helped.
All right. Wheeze, tell us about tomorrow morning.
We're going to do a little bit of a tribute to... It's Memorial Day weekend. The polls are going to open. Maybe Scott will show up. We're going to do a cookout if you guys want to show up.
Don't hold your breath. Charlie, what's you are doing a speech on Sunday?
Monday. Iberia. Yeah.
Memorial Day. Right. What time?
3.
3 p.m. The Iberia Cemetery.
Right.
Great. What are you doing, Brandy?
Hopefully nothing.
And well, she spent all year teaching it. She homeschooled. I mean, she's busy.
We're at the end of the school year.
Is it over?
No. We've got 4 more days to go.
She's having buyer's remorse.
There you go. You've never been married to anybody else, have you?
No.
Is there a secret you've ever kept from your husband real quick that you haven't told him that you have to pull him? I know
just
you have.
Just nod. You don't have
you
to
know.
Say
Come on.
Just nod. Wink.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Her eyebrows are high. There's a secret. Two.
There's something you've held from Jennifer, hasn't there?
That her name wasn't Jennifer.
Yeah, that's it.
Maybe I could come in tomorrow and we could talk about, you know, from high school.
We can, but I don't really know that girl. You have to pick somebody.
Let's get her in here.
Who?
Oh,
I bet
word.
She'd come.
Probably.
I know she'd come.
I would call into that show.
Oh, that'd be a good show, wouldn't it? Okay. That Charlie, what's coming up next? We got plenty to give away.
I don't know.
leave you with the...
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about marriage and everything that goes along with in the beginnings. I gave a talk the other day at a place where people pay thousands a month just to be taken care of. After their marriage, you know, they've been married maybe 50, 60 years, and now they're too old to keep everything up, and they're in a nursing home.
Right.
Or assisted living.
That's where it all ends.
Yeah.
That should be the message.
You're there until you conk out.
You might be there if you don't get married.
Not till death
Scott.
Do us part, till
That's right.
the body
I'll
gives out. Okay. Now, one thing we do want to say, though, is that Memorial Day obviously is symbolistic of troops and veterans and people who've given their lives. So that's very important. So if you see somebody, service person, veteran, who is currently active duty, you know, let them know. Let them know all year round. But this is particularly important. And there's a lot of services going on. I think there's one at the Harding Memorial on Monday to salute the veterans. And if you go through the cemeteries, pay attention to those flags, because those were men who went away from their families for periods of time to do very brave things so that we all could be here today talking about a bunch of craziness.
My Marine grandson will be with us over the weekend and going back to Seattle.
Very nice. So have a great Memorial Day. Yep. Charlie Evers Show is coming up in 10 minutes.
Here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000